You're listening to Talking Credit Unions with Chris Smith. These podcasts aim to communicate topics of interest from the world of credit unions. You're listening to Talking Credit Unions with Chris Smith. This is edition number 10, and it's quite a brief edition. I just wanted to bring you up to speed on the Centre for Community Finance Europe's next conference, which is taking place on Tuesday, the 22nd of September this year at the Clayton Liffey Valley Hotel in Dublin, and also live online. The conference is called Credit Union Conference Planning for the New Normal. I caught up with Nick Money, who's a director at CFCFE, and asked him about the details of the conference and who's going to be appearing and what sort of things can we expect to hear. I started out by asking Nick, well, why are you putting a conference on in the middle of a pandemic?
Well, that's a good question, Chris. We've always prided ourselves on delivering high-quality events for our members and other attendees in the sector. And with the success of virtual meetings and teleconferencing over the last few months, where everybody's been forced into working out how to use this technology and how to be productive with it, we felt that there must be an opportunity to deliver our conference to people, even in light of the fact they can't come together in person. And in fact, there may be an opportunity for people to come together. We'll probably have somewhere between 30 and 50 places for people in Dublin, in a hotel in Dublin. So there will be an opportunity for some people to come together there. But we're pretty confident that we can come up with entertaining and interesting content for people who attend online as well.
What sort of people should be attending, Nick?
Well, as usual, I think it's anyone who's got an interest in the sector from a policy or a leadership perspective. We're going to be looking ahead to the future, trying to think about how credit unions can create a stable strategic plan in the current environment. So that suggests to me that it'd be directors might be interested, chief executives, other senior managers. And then in the afternoon, we're going to be a bit more focused on nuts and bolts of lending in the current climate, how to do that responsibly and properly. So again, that's the leadership, and that might be lending managers as well. We tend to get a large group of leaders in the sector, plus the regulators and trade associations.
Great stuff. And it's a traditional shape of conference, you know, through the morning, lunch break, and then through into the afternoon. It's traditional format of conference.
Yes, it is. We want to make use of the technology in a positive sense. So we are looking at how we can facilitate the interaction, an important part of our conferences. So we have our over to you sessions, where we get the attendees, who after all are also experts as well as the presenters, to talk about in groups, talk about the issues that we're raising and respond to some of the things the presenters offer to them. So we're looking at how we're going to be able to facilitate that in an effective way. But we want to give people the usual level of information and stimulation.
I'm just looking down the running order. I see you've managed to get hold of John Gregoire in terms of implementing revolving credit. I know many credit unions are either in the throes of putting together revolving credit products or have had some revolving credit products for some while. John's a good speaker.
John is a good example of the opportunities the technology affords, because he's not actually coming over the water physically. He's beaming over the water. And depending on his timetable, he may even be pre-recorded. We'll have to see. We're very hopeful that he'll be live. And revolving credit is a real opportunity, I think, for British credit unions, in particular the whole top-ups industry, which is a way potentially that could be got around to the benefit of both members and the credit unions administratively. And in Ireland, there's several credit unions looking at this. In the Irish context, it's a bit more constrained because of price cap, the 1% a month in Ireland, which makes a revolving credit product look pretty tricky economically. But what John's just going to help us understand how they've used it very successfully in the States. And I think that'll be really interesting for members on both sides of the IRC.
And I see you've got Matt Vernon. I've been following Matt Vernon for some time from Core Money, and he's going to be talking about declines to accepts. So again, language that many credit unions will understand in terms of, are we declining too many? And I think I've heard that in boardrooms throughout the land, where it says, I'm sure we're declining too many of our members when they ask for a loan.
Yeah, Matt and his colleague James have been working with us, in fact, on researching how credit unions currently manage declines. What we're trying to focus on, and I think what Matt will be focusing on in his presentation, is not so much what is the credit score that will enable us to lend to more people, but when our decision-making process suggest that we can't lend to the member what they wanted, what do we do? And obviously we pride ourselves that we're not in the banking situation where the computer says no, and that's the end of the conversation. And credit unions traditionally do talk to the member about, you know, well, maybe £3,000 isn't possible, but we could try £1,500 and apply again in 12 months, see where we get to. But we want to think more broadly about what is the way in which a member who isn't currently succeeding with their loan applications with us, how can we help them get into that place where the next time they want a loan, or in a particular period of time, they will be a successful borrower. And we've done some research on what people do now, and we're going to, hopefully in the autumn, subject to finding some funding, start some research on what might be best practice in how we proactively help members. And I guess, Matt, I haven't gone into the details of Matt, but I think he's probably going to be talking to us about things we can do as credit unions to help our members in this situation.
Okay, that looks great. It's a great lineup. It looks really interesting. And people can go on the website, on the CFCFE website, and find how to register. So, Nick, anything else that's going on with CFCFE at the moment?
Yes, we've got lots of research initiatives going on at the moment, and those will materialise into papers through the autumn. We already published how to run a virtual AGM, and I'm currently in the throes of writing up on how to, the practicalities of doing it. I've spoken to a range of building societies and credit unions about how their experiences of managing those meetings. So we're going to write some guidance for credit unions on how to do that successfully, should they be confident they can do it within their rules. And we've also published to our members, but not yet to the wider world, a paper on high-performing boards, and that'll be out to the wider world in the next few weeks. But then other things coming, marketing to millennials. We've got a project looking at lending to SMEs. We'll have a paper on thoughts on how you might consider purchasing a new IT system if you're replacing your IT system, not on the actual specifics of each product, but how to approach procuring a new IT system. And alongside all of that, Paul and I are working with some credit unions in Wales, hoping to work with some credit unions in Ireland on social impact reporting. We did some work on this a couple of years ago, and we want to refresh that and develop a really simple and easy to use toolkit for credit unions so that they can report their social impact to their communities and their members.
I love all that. There's two or three that I'm interested in. The two that I'm particularly interested in, I love the millennial stuff. Really good that you're pulling that together. The other one that I like as well is how do you even begin to think about changing your IT platform for your credit union?
The millennials one, being written by millennials and not an oldie like me, we commissioned a group of MBA students at Manchester Business School to look at this for us. So they do a consulting project as part of their MBA. So we asked them to look at how can credit unions recruit millennials. But yeah, it's really interesting stuff. And it was really interesting to see a bunch of international young professionals engage with the credit union sector. They're not familiar with cooperative models. They're all private sector people. So it was great to introduce them to a cooperative way of doing business.
Yes, although the conference is taking place at the Clayton Hotel Liffey Valley in Dublin, it's also available online. And considering the COVID-19 issues, it's probably most British people will be going online to see this conference. So it's a 9:30 start on the 22nd of September. The conference runs through to 3:30 in the afternoon. The cost of the event is free to members of the Centre for Community Finance Europe, according to whatever subscription package you've got. But they welcome in other interested guests for €75. The conference will be presented on a mainstream platform, probably on GoToMeeting, and they're going to be working with a professional team to deliver a really professional interactive event on the day. So for further details, go and look on the CFCFE website and you'll see there a click through to organise tickets. These podcasts aim to communicate topics of interest from the world of credit unions, targeted at managers, directors, volunteers, and other activists within the world of credit unions. This is a not-for-profit venture, and my time is donated pro bono. I am constantly on the lookout for stories and topics of interest to credit unions, especially, but not exclusively, in the UK and Ireland. A contribution to my costs has been made by the Centre for Community Finance Europe, CFCFE, and I work with them for additional distribution and inspiration. You can contact me, Chris Smith, and my email address is all one word, smithowls, S-M-I-T-H-O-W-L-S, smithowls@gmail.com. You've been listening to Talking Credit Unions with Chris Smith. Bye now. You've been listening to Talking Credit Unions with Chris Smith. This is a not-for-profit podcast and my time is given freely. I'm constantly on the lookout for stories and topics of interest to credit unions, especially but not exclusively in the United Kingdom and Ireland. A contribution to my costs has been made by the Swoboda Centre and I work with them for additional distribution and inspiration. Thanks for listening today, and if you wish to leave any feedback, please contact smithowls@gmail.com. That's smithowls, all one word, @gmail.com. Bye now.